Fan City Theater. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
The May issue of the Squirted Magazine is on the streets now. This month's issue features 20 questions with Hoxley Workman, interviews with Adeline and Krista Couture, a profile on the top bands playing this year's New Music West Showcase, and a song-by-song analysis by the Hawaiian Bibles. As always, Discorder features reviews of the hottest shows and albums, plus the Datebook calendar and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, available anywhere in Vancouver that's remotely cool.
Welcome back to News 101 in our summer season. I'm Katie Conley coming to you live from the Student Union Building at UBC. Thanks for being with us tonight. Right now, it's 5:30 and we're going to wrap things up with a quick weather report from our producer, Carrie Baptist.
Currently, it is 17 degrees out and tonight should be cloudy with periods of rain beginning early in the evening with a low of 12. Tomorrow, daytime, there should be periods of rain ending in the morning with a cloudy afternoon with a 60% chance of showers. Nighttime should be also cloudy with a low of 10 and a 40% chance of showers. Wednesday should be cloudy. Towards the end of the week, we should have increasing amounts of sun. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Carrie. And that's our program for Monday, May 19th, 2008. Today's newscast is brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. And if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email us at news@citr.ca. Carrie Baptist produced this radio program. For more news, join us next Monday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Katie Conley thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Track coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.
Menstruation, the final frontier. This is the research of SEMCOR, its continuing mission to explore strange yet familiar body parts, to seek out new information unfamiliar to the medical profession, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Tired of frantically raising your shields with those unexpected periods? Fed up of not really understanding what's going on in the nether regions of your space? Come to the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research and learn how to live long and prosper through all phases of your cycle. SEMCOR can give you the tools to chart your way through your cycle so it seems like a safe space rather than the outer reaches of the galaxy. Our prime directive is to educate women about their bodies so they can have peace and a long life. To that end, we're recruiting volunteers for a menstrual cycle and ovulation study involving a personal log and urine samples, all completed in the privacy of your own quarters. Participants must be between the ages of 20 and 40, have menstruated in the last 3 months, and not be taking any hormonal medications such as birth control pills. Resistance is futile. Set your coordinates to www.semcor.ubc.ca or call 604-875-5960. We're the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research.
I gotta go. Sha-la-la-la. I gotta go.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we are at a new time slot on Monday at 5:30. We're happy to have you. We're live. I am extremely excited to have our guest today. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to share a few things. If you haven't been reading our article every morning in 24 hours, you can read our column, 24 hours newspaper, every morning on Monday. We move to Monday because Monday is a day where everyone has a heart attack because they think about how much they hate their job. So we figured Don't have a heart attack on Monday morning. Wait till the end of the day. Listen to the show, and we're convinced that you will no longer want to have a heart attack because you will find ways to actually make money doing work you love. And that's the only premise of the show, is to make money doing work you love. Now, we figured out on this show that if you don't want to do, if you want to do work you love but not make a lot of money, we can help you with that. But we cannot help you make a lot of money doing work you hate. We haven't figured out how to do that yet. But a lot of people have figured it out, but I don't care how to figure that out. So my only commitment is to do work you love and also make lots of money. Money's a good thing. You know, I had a very wonderful conversation yesterday with a close friend of mine who was asked to do an amount of work before being paid because they didn't believe he had the skill. That is complete abuse. 90% of managers say that if you do not negotiate your salary and stand out for your monetary worth, they lose respect. This has nothing to do with money, by the way, folks. This has to do with an exchange of energy. If it's not balanced, the relationship doesn't work. If you're in a personal relationship and you're giving too much and they're not giving back, it's the same thing. It's just currency. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm excited to have our guest. I want to introduce you, Natalia Venita. She is with a company called Oppenheimer. Now, I want to set this up. I have to plug her here to build her credibility and value for the listener. Every year, the graduating class of the Sauder School of Business, UBC, one of the top business schools in the world, invites one or two speakers to their grad night, people that they think can leave a powerful message with this student body on the last day of their grad night. I mean, you think on last day they just want to party and drink and have fun. Well, they do that too. But what they also want to hear is they want to hear advice from someone who's been there and experienced life and also had success. So, Natalia, it's really, we're happy to have you on the air.
Glad to be here.
So, first of all, Natalia, what do you do? What's your position? Tell us a bit about your company.
I'm the Senior Human Resources Advisor for the Oppenheimer Group. We are a produce marketing company. We've been around for 150 years. We're celebrating our 150th anniversary. And I'm responsible for coordinating all the recruitment and just general HR work for the company.
So, okay, so for the listeners sitting out there, says, why am I going to listen to this interview? Well, you have to listen to this interview. The first reason is because we're going to talk about her career, Natalia's career, what made her be successful. But even the next level is she hires a ton of people, and she knows what does and doesn't work. Now, you might say, well, why would I work in a business like Oppenheimer? I don't want to be in the food business. It doesn't matter. It's transferable to whatever industry that is. I see you're nodding your head. That's the case. So, do you love your work?
I absolutely do.
Okay, so we want to first model what you do. Tell me, if you could tell the audience, why it is you love your work so much.
I love it because I get to do and appreciate things that I love the most, which is working with the business and helping drive the company's business, but also having to work with people as well. So really matching business strategy with the people strategy and making that all come together.
Did you always have a successful career?
Yes.
Your path has been pretty straightforward and successful.
Very much so.
What do you account to that?
The number one thing for me is, well, two things. One is figuring out what I wanted to do early on in my career. And that was part of Sauder School of Business, being in commerce and understanding what option fitted for me, which was HR, human resources, and then finding the right company with an absolutely wonderful boss and mentor who helped me guide me through my career. And I'm still there for the last 10 years.
Yeah, we often say there's only three components to loving your job. Number one is you love the actual skill of doing the work. Number two is you actually enjoy, so you're good at the skill, you like the skill, and you also have a good boss or the good people around you.
Yes, definitely.
What makes your boss so good?
She is honest with me. You talked about relationships and having it two ways and currency. I mean, she trusted me early on in my career and she allowed me to make mistakes, but she supported me through them. And it was a perfect balance between support and direction for me.
Okay. And so how long have you been at your current company?
10 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
Very long. Very unusual.
Yeah, it is. There's a theory out there. It's called the S theory or S curve. A life has a 7-year life cycle. And that's why in marriages, they call it the 7-year itch, where people either you go to the next level in your relationship or you break up. So how are you able to get over that 7-year itch in your work to stay motivated?
It was because the company itself was very fast paced and always changing and always growing. And 10 years ago, there was no human resources department in our company. So it was almost like a startup environment where it was my boss and I just building everything from scratch. And we've just been building everything since. And the company has been supportive and it's been working.
You hire people?
Yes, I do.
Let's get right to it here. So okay. I know the audience is sitting out there and says, what value can we offer to the audience right now? So my commitment in today's show is I want to get behind the scenes of an HR department for a very large organization that hires a lot of people, been very successful at doing that. And we're talking to someone who's been in the industry for 10 years and has figured out what is a good and a bad hire in general.
In general, it's first you have to know what job you're looking for, you want to fill, and what skills are required. So there's just the tangible skills. But there's also what makes a person successful in the company. There's a company culture. Do you want we are a very entrepreneurial organization, so we need people who are willing to be innovative, work hard, and just go above and beyond. If you're just comfortable being in a union environment, just having something steady to do for the 40 hours of the week, that's not the kind of people we're looking for.
I see. And when you meet people to do interviews, I want to jump right into this. Let's take a break. But during the break, what I'd like us to think about is when you see someone come in for an interview and you say, wow, this is a star or this is a dud, I want to figure out how you figure that out quickly.
Sure.
Okay, good. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM or online at www.citr.ca. If you're not already part of our Facebook group, go to Facebook and join our career columnist group to be involved in this discussion. We'll be back in exactly 46 seconds.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS. Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay, yeah.
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 I got a job. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We're back with our guest, Natalia Venita, and she has been a very successful human resources professional and currently working for Oppenheimer for the past 10 years. And she's seen I'm sure she's seen a lot in terms of what's a good hire and what's a bad hire. Now, you've probably heard this a lot, the subject of HR, but how many times have you had an opportunity to call in a radio station and speak to the person, to the magician behind the scenes? Now, I had an agreement before coming in here. She signed this long contract. No, but that's in my mind. And the contract was to reveal behind the scenes. Yeah? So you call 604-822-2487. This is live. 604-822-2487. When you call us, we will interrupt our thoughts and respond to your call. Your question would be around finding out the secrets in the HR side of business. I mean, how often? They're so busy, we can never talk to HR. I can't even talk to HR. But here we have them ready to go. So, Natalia, what's a good... How do you know when someone comes in, they're bad, someone's bad, or good?
Well, the first thing is energy. Definitely, are they even excited to be in the room with you for this interview? It's amazing how many people walk into the interview and they look absolutely bored. Huh. And number one, that's one of the big signs. Just, do you want to be in this interview or not?
How do you show energy?
Smiling, a lot of it is body language, 100% body language. And one of my first questions is, have you looked at the company website or what do you know about the job in the company? And again, you would be amazed how many people have not even been to our website before, done any sort of research in the company.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. It's scary.
So that when that happens, you're like, oh, that's just, it's a write-off.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, very interesting. There was, her name is, she's great, Barbara DeAngelis. I heard her talk about 3 days ago on a CD that I found in my collection, and she was talking about the how 7% is the words you say, 35% is how you say it, so
yes,
your inflection,
tone.
Your tone, and the balance is the vibe.
Yes.
So I think that's a lot of energy you're talking about, right?
Definitely.
What if you're I don't want to use a D word, depressed, or mm-hmm. things aren't working for you, or you're kind of discouraged, how do you gain the energy to be enthusiastic?
Whatever it is that makes you tick, it's an interview is approximately 20 minutes. If you need to do yoga or go to the gym an hour before or just get into your headspace, I mean, same with work. I mean, that's one of the things. You can't be switched on 100% of the time. You need to find that way to be on for 20 minutes just to impress that person in front of you.
We're here with Natalia Venita, and she is a professional HR, and she's been with Oppenheimer for 10 years. She's damn good at what she does. She was invited by the Sauter School of Business to speak at their graduation dinner. You have any questions about HR behind the scenes, HR, give us a call, 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. Give us a call. Let me ask you, give us some tips. There's going to be a caveat. I'd like to hear advice around interviews to be successful in an interview that we don't hear very often. I mean, there's a million books on this, and why mm-hmm. should we just repeat the same stuff? Can you give me something that's kind of secret behind the scenes or something?
I don't know if there's any real secret. I mean, it's the premise of this show I actually quite like, because really that is a secret. If you love what you're doing and you can bring that to an interview and you can bring that energy, and it won't be difficult for you to try to impress the person in front of you because you truly believe that you are a match for the job, a fit for the role, and a fit for the company. And it's just so easy. If you can bring that passion into that meeting, then the rest is easy.
You know, Natalia, what makes me laugh sometimes is I look at job postings, and the job posting talks about all the skills that you need and the experience that you need to get the job. Nowhere in the job posting, and maybe I'd like to ask you this, why does it not say in the job posting at the end, oh, and by the way, you also have to love doing these things? Because there's this career technique out there which is called do what I did yesterday. Well, if I don't like what I did yesterday, why am I doing it today? Is there a reason? I don't know.
It almost seems like it should just be understood, but it's not.
We're not getting it. Please make it easy for us.
Yes.
Help us understand. Okay. I'd like to just change gears a bit here. Success story. If you could think about someone in your business that you hired and you knew they were going to be good and they were good, or you hired them at lukewarm, but they really outperformed. And what made them outperform? And why are they such a star? Is there anyone that can come to mind for you?
Yes, there was one person who I hired. She was straight out of university. And again, she just had that great energy. And she had some transferable skills. She's never been in the produce industry before, but she was really excited. She believed in herself. So it was both two things. She wanted to do well for herself in her career and also do well for the company as well. So it was the perfect match. And she became Employee of the Year and won so many awards within the company. And she just part of committees. She really showed leadership. And she was not even at a manager level, but she just showed leadership beyond her role.
How do you show leadership if your role doesn't say leader?
There are so many opportunities to... If there are committees in the company, that even just to organize your company picnic, be part of that. And again, part of networking with LinkedIn, Facebook, all these networking sites, you're building relationships. So building relationships outside your community, in your profession, or within the company. You join a committee and there could be the manager of the department that you really want to get into as part of that committee as well. And if he or she sees how well you're performing in that committee, then you're more likely to be considered for a role possibly that would come up.
What would you need to do to virtually guarantee to get fired?
It depends on the company. Some companies are more tolerant than others. But if you are willing to show really just plain hard work, roll up your sleeves, and if you're not willing to do that, then, you know, you can't guarantee yourself a job anymore.
So if you're lazy.
Absolutely. The L word.
The L word. Yes. I know that's it could be a tough one. One thing I want to just address here is in careers, we talk a lot about, you know, the kind of age person. I want to think about that 35-year-old out there. So on average, we have a 35-year-old out there, and they're either starting a family, and they also want to make sure that their career stays on track. Let me ask you, how many people have you had an opportunity to hire in your time at Oppenheimer?
How many people? Gosh, hundreds and hundreds.
Wow. The average age, would you say is it all in the 20s, or is it 30s, 40s, 50s?
Average age would probably be in the 30s.
Okay. So I'd like us to relate now to our audience. Our audience right now is, let's say on average, 35-year-old. There's this radio concept that if you can relate to a 35-year-old, you can relate to anyone. What is a 35-year-old concerned with, do you see in your company? So we can kind of reach out to the current audience.
In my company, they're wanting to establish their career already. They should, actually at 35, they should pretty much be at either a manager level or becoming close to being promoted to a manager level already.
Mm. So how do you know, this is interesting, you're on the job, how do you know if you're being considered for management?
From an employee perspective, you should already know if you have a great relationship with your current boss. So there should always be a conversation with you and your boss. You should know exactly where you stand. You don't have to wait until your performance review at the end of the year. At any point, if you're unsure about your career or your performance even, talk to your boss, ask your boss, be proactive.
How do you do that?
Set up a meeting, ask, I did this report, how did I do in this report? And have some goals. You know, I'd like to be considered for the next supervisor role when it comes up. How do I get there? I mean, ask questions, be proactive.
Mm, employers like that.
Yes, definitely.
You're not being too pushy?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can't expect, this could be a Gen X, Gen Y thing. I mean, you can't expect things to be handed to you. If you're maybe in a union environment, maybe you can just wait your time and wait for seniority. But now in a competitive labor market, competitive global environment, you need to get there. You won't have someone looking out for your career. You have to manage your own career.
Yeah, big time. That's a big one. I think that's worth repeating. You have to manage your own career. But what does that mean? I think it means what I hear from you, Natalia, is that you have to stand up for what it is you want and for your value.
Definitely. If your goal is to be a director at some point, there are certain steps you need to achieve in order to get there. Mm-hmm. Your company might expect you to have an MBA before you can do that. So ask your company, can I be supported for an MBA? Will your company pay for an MBA for me? So there are so many things that you should ask for. And if they don't pay for it, go get it.
Let me ask you, if you think of your, I know you can't give me an exact percentage, but on average, how many actually are proactive like that?
Gosh, maybe 10%.
Amazing. Look at that. So 10% of people will actually walk in their boss's office and say, listen, this is a vision I have for my work here. Is it possible? Do you see it happening? Or how have I done in the past? And we call it on the show an engagement conversation, which means you engage your boss in what it is that excites you about your future. And if you are currently in a role that you do not like, we always say on the show, don't jump ship just yet. Do an engagement conversation. If you can convert your current job to another type of job or maybe a variety, which maybe add in 50% of another type of work which will make you like it, then you don't have to leave the company. 10%. I had a close friend of mine yesterday telling me how he went into his boss's office and he says, I quit. And the boss said, well, wait a minute, hold on here. Why are you quitting? And he told him why he quit. He says, well, why don't you come to me earlier? We can actually have you do that type of work now. And he's like, why didn't I think of it earlier? But we think it's either, why do we think that, Natalia? We either think it's black or white. We either stay or we leave.
I don't know what it is, but people need to, again, take accountability and just don't be afraid to ask questions. I think people are inherently afraid of conflict, and they think if things change, oh, should I leave? Well, it's easier for me to leave. But but no, I mean, it's harder for you to leave. I mean, you have built your relationships with your company, with the different managers. You have your relationships there. Mm. And just keep on growing. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I've stayed in my company for 10 years now, because I've been asking for more challenges, and I've been rewarded consistently. Yes. And I still keep pace. I benchmark myself against what my peers are doing, my colleagues, and where they are in their careers. And so I know what is out there, and I'm always comparing what I have within the company and outside. The grass isn't always greener.
There's this famous, we say this a lot too, the grass is greener on the other side because it's better taken care of.
That's a good one.
And sometimes you use a metaphor, like let's say your neighbor's grass is really green and yours is dead. So your neighbor's house comes up for sale and you buy your neighbor's house and then you move in, and then a month later your grass looks as dead as your old grass.
Absolutely right.
So you call the old previous owner of the house and say, why was your grass so green? And he says, or she says, because I took care of it. And so often we ask ourselves, how can we take care of ourselves? And I think this engagement conversation is a great way to take care of ourselves. We've got 6 minutes left on this show. Flies by when we're adding value to you, the listener. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. Join our Facebook group, Career Columnist. Also, read our weekly column in 24 Hours Newspaper every Monday morning. We'll be back after the break. We're going to be revealing Natalia's graveyard secret. She doesn't know what the question is, but I will be asking her her graveyard secret upon our return in a minute 10.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. The premise of the show is a very simple one. Make lots of money doing work you love. We figured out on the show also that if we don't build hope for you, you're not going to get motivated enough to use the practical tools that we offer. Everything we say on this show is based on an 18-month research study that I did with 355 professionals with a 72% success rate in finding employment in 12 weeks or less. It's as successful program, the most successful type of landing employment for professionals I've ever seen. Now, we've also found that if you're not a professional and you're, let's say, 18 years old, it also, if it works for the professional, it'll definitely work for you. And that's the credibility that we want to offer you every single time you listen to this show to ensure that you receive the highest value of career advancement. We're with our final moments here with Natalia Venita. She is officially a senior human resources advisor with Oppenheimer. And she's been very successful in her career. And we're talking about HR practices, how you do well in the job and all that. So we've got a few minutes. Before I ask you the graveyard secret question, any thoughts that are on your mind right now that you haven't shared or that you wanted to address or that you think the listener might want to hear? They might be in a job that they don't like, or they might be in a job they like, but they want to grow. So I'm not sure. If you don't, that's okay.
The big thing is don't be afraid to take risks. I mean, if you are unhappy in your situation, you don't have to stay in that situation. You can do something, empower yourself. You can take that risk and change. Explore your options, explore your opportunities, and do it.
You know, last week we had a wonderful guest. We had the, 2 weeks ago, we had the incoming president of the student body, very successful, just landed himself a job where he's getting paid more than I am. And I've been in the industry for 10 years. So it's not that it's all about money. It's that he loves it and he's making great money. So heck, why not? I say he's doing great. I'm happy for him. And he said exactly that. If you think things are going to get better, it's just it's a fallacy. It usually doesn't get better. And so that's, Natalia, what I'm hearing you say is take risks, because otherwise it won't get better.
Yes.
Okay. At the end of every show, I always ask the same question to our wonderful guests, and you are among them. Graveyard secret is this. Typically, this is a secret to success that you would take to your grave because it has been so valuable to you. But because I'm asking you so nicely on the air, and our listeners are dying to hear it, what would be your graveyard secret, which is the secret to your success or other success that you often, maybe you don't always say it because you're like, wow, that's so good or something like that?
I think my secret would be never settle. If you are, again, similar to what we've been talking about this whole thing and the premise of this show, if you're unhappy with what you're doing, don't settle for it and make that change and go for it. Find out what you love and do it and pursue it.
Never settling has a lot of fear, though.
Yes.
How do you overcome the fear?
you should take some educated risks. I mean, we're all professionals. You have to know. I mean, I am never going to be a triathlete, even though I really